The Alnwick Files.
Well, that's it. I've been randomly sampling cylinder recordings from the months following the Foundation's encounter with the corruption, and there's nothing. Things seem to have gone back to normal, or, well, as normal as things can get around here. For the sake of anyone listening to these for research, I've compiled an index of supplemental materials that Mick was kind enough to dig up for me. The first of which is an article from April 25th, which talks about how several random people felt a sharp pain around 9 o'clock on the night of April 24th, which lines up with when Keyes destroyed that thing living under 46 Hillshot Road. The article suggests that everyone who experienced this phenomenon was a frequent partaker of the forbidden nectar, so in layman's terms, they were speakeasy regulars. I haven't found any other mention of Henry Marsh or Rosie Poindexter, but given how people who'd had minimal contact with the corruption fared, it wouldn't be too far-reaching to guess that Henry, at least, was definitely killed along with it. There were also a number of mysterious disappearances in the weeks following the killing of the corruption. Peter, in a spark of brilliance I have yet to see again, suggested that these were probably people who'd been drinking tainted whiskey for longer, and that it either killed some of them or left them in a weakened state. Who knows? Maybe some of them ended up like Henry. There's no report from Georgie Keyes or Michael Farwell explaining the events of April 24th like there was on Keyes' first trip to 46 Hillshot Road. No police report either, so looks like they must have called in another favor from Detective Beecham, or covered the whole thing up as an unrelated accident. The detective doesn't really appear much in the aftermath of this case, and neither does Adrian Orsini, or at least not in Keyes' reports. He does start appearing in Michael's, though, so I think it's fair to say we haven't seen the last of him. I haven't found any more of those tapes. The ones that shouldn't exist, and I haven't brought it up with Caroline. It was probably just a weird blip, and so much crazy shit happens around here that we don't really count the blips. Keyes and the rest of them have gone back to business as usual. Undead landlords, cursed children's books, and music that transports you to another realm of reality. And I've gone back to just doing regular transcripts. The regularity has been nice, though I have a feeling it won't hold. I know it won't hold. Not after something like this. But still, best to savor it while it lasts. End recording.
The Alnwick Files is written by Charlotte Dulesky and directed by Charlotte Dulesky and Riley Armstrong. For more information on this episode, as well as a full cast and credits list, see our show notes in the description. Rate and review us on iTunes, follow us at Alnwick Radio on Instagram, contact us via the questions box on Spotify or our email, alnwickradio@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.